This is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Every so often we talk about Republican science, which is very, very different from science. Scientist Vito Barbieri, well, he's not really a scientist, he's a Republican state lawmaker who thinks he understands science, is well known for his scientific views when it comes to women's reproductive health care. He explained that women could simply swallow a camera to conduct a gynecological exam, which I guess means he's never actually been around any women in his life. He's also explained that the trauma of rape can stop a pregnancy. So clearly, he's not much up on biological science. Now he's shown he doesn't know a lot about physics. So the Republicans were having a town hall panel in Idaho, where it was revealed that there's a lot of infighting in the Idaho Republican Party because they can't decide whether they should send the woman to prison for having an abortion or send the doctor to prison or both. It's a tough choice for them. After calling all forms of abortion murder, Barbieri said, to quote someone down there, I don't know who he's quoting, "I don't know why Planned Parenthood hasn't been nuked off of State Street." I assume he is referring to the Boise Health Center in Boise, Idaho. Well, you've got well over 200,000 people living in Boise, and if you nuked Planned Parenthood, that would take them out. And normally you would take such comments as hyperbole, but with Barbieri, you just don't know. Of course, the real way to reduce the number of unwanted pregnancies is more effective and wider range of birth control options in the first place. But as we always point out, the anti-abortion crowd tends to oppose contraception as well. Right now you have hormonal birth control, and you have the IUD, and then there are the barrier methods. Well, condom would be a barrier method. The very earliest form of available birth control was the pessary, which was a barrier method. But we haven't seen a lot of innovation in barrier methods in a while. Now it looks like coming is Ovaprene. That would be the first new barrier method in 15 years. And it's still in the early stages of testing. But what it is it's a tiny device that you insert inside the vagina. And it releases a chemical that works to basically immobilize the sperm. So instead of swimming to their destination in the cervix, they just kind of hang out where they are. Barrier methods tend to be single-use, one-time use. This you could use for an entire month, and you don't have to stop your activities to insert it. We really haven't anything new since the female condom came out, which this certainly sounds like this will be better, but it's going to be a while before it hits the market. It does look very promising. Good for Scientific American. They started their 175th year with an editorial titled Time's Up for Anti-Gay Therapy, which calls for a national ban on the pseudoscientific quack procedure known as conversion therapy. They cite how one of the leaders of the conversion therapy movement left his wife and his ministry, came out as gay, and he pled for forgiveness for the harm he did by promoting freedom from homosexuality through Jesus Christ. It doesn't work that way. As much as McCrae Gay wanted it to be true, praying to Jesus did not make him straight. And certainly no amount of therapy would have made him straight. It just would have made him more miserable. And that's the problem with conversion therapy. It is unregulated and often brutal and harmful to the people who are subjected to it, especially young people. So far, just 10 states have banned conversion therapy, along with the District of Columbia. The medical profession completely disavows it. It's bad science, and it does a lot of harm. This is a stunning survey. They found that 42% of LGBTQ youth who had undergone conversion therapy had attempted suicide in the past year. As much as people on the far right seem to loathe gay people, they're also really, really disturbed by transgender people. And the reason for that is because their basic belief system requires that there be two separate and distinct sexualities, and nothing in between. Can't be. Bible says, no, man and woman. And you have to understand the way these people think. There is no room for questioning their assumptions. The Bible says it. They, at least they interpret the Bible saying it that way, and that's it. No amount of science or proof is going to change their minds. You can't change their minds. But there was just an explosive editorial in the Wall Street Journal by two biologists who don't believe any of it. That article has been picked up all over the world. When I was a child, there was a couple at my church, obviously very much in love. She was very mannish, and her husband was very effeminate and very flamboyant. I realized back then there's obviously some kind of continuum when it comes to gender norms. In truth, it's a really, really complex issue. I've certainly met men who were gay, who seemed really gay. I mean, they were open about it, but I don't see how they could pass for straight. They were gay. You've got all these people say, well, you know, gay doesn't really exist. Well, if you've hung out with enough gay people, that's really hard to believe, because they're gay. Same is true with my bisexual male friends. They're clearly bisexual. They like men and women. There's not one or the other. And one of them's quite the ladies' man, but, you know, he said to me, you know, sometimes you just need to suck a cock. We've also met transgender people who seem pretty much comfortable in the gender that they now are. Pretty hard to imagine them as some other gender. But the reason there's so much controversy about this now, aside from the fact that there are religious reasons for some people to oppose anything other than straight, you're born a man, stay a man, you're born a woman, stay a woman, you want to have sex, you have sex with the opposite sex. Okay, so that's a religious argument. I honestly can't think of any other reason to get all wound up about this stuff unless, you know, it's just homophobia, because you yourself have these inclinations. May desire sex with someone of the opposite sex, but you think it's wrong, so you don't do it, so everybody else is wrong. But other than that, you know, why do people get so wound up about this? Well, I don't know the answer to that. But the reason that they can is because we're still at the dawn of science understanding these issues. What is gender? We don't really know. But it's obviously much more complicated than you're a man, you're a woman. For a lot of people who have issues with this, they wouldn't care about science one way or the other, but the fact that science is still so unsettled gives them a big opening to make arguments to people who might not be as wound up as they are. So, the article in the Wall Street Journal was written by Dr. Emma Hilton and Dr. Colin Wright, and it's titled The Dangerous Denial of Sex. And the basic point of it is that there are only two sexes. This notion that there are more than two sexes is biologically nonsense, and they're saying this from the authority of being biologists themselves, and they also claim that transgender ideology harms women and gays, and especially feminine boys and masculine girls. And I don't know what you're thinking, well, why didn't they tell us this before? That seems like a pretty big deal. Of course, it's a leading story across conservative websites and far-right conservative Christian sites. So what's going on here? There's also another biologist who didn't get credit, but her name is Heather Haying, and she also was an uncredited co-author. The problem is, they're biologists, but they don't have any expertise in gender. And that's the problem. Just because someone calls you a scientist, and even if they say you're a biological scientist, still doesn't tell us what your expertise is. And scientists have a long history of getting things really, really wrong when they stray outside of their areas of expertise. Well, in this case, you've got an insect behaviorist, a developmental biologist specializing in mutations, and a woman who studies frogs. Well, gender is part biology. It's also part social and human sciences. This evidence presents their speculation, but it is not based on the latest in relevant research on the subject at hand. They are outliers. They are right when everyone else is wrong. If I had the time, I'd do more research, and I imagine I would find that there was some religious motivation behind what they're writing. But scientists who claim that they're right and everybody else is wrong are very rarely right. And the opinion piece they wrote is, well, let's just say it doesn't read as very scientific. Although they try to give it scientific authority, I think their views are strongly held opinions underneath the guise of science.